I'm joined by Meltem Turkoz, a university lecturer who was at last night's anti-war protests in Istanbul. Meltem, can you just give us an idea of the mood last night?
Well, I mean, there was quite a large crowd. It's hard for me to estimate how many, but 5,000 perhaps, and they were walking up the main, the pedestrian street, Istiklal, chanting a variety of slogans. I think they were mostly focused on the motion, you know, that was put to Parliament to send the military out for a war. So a lot of it was about against the AK Party itself. So a lot of it was with the against the government, basically. Yeah. It seems that there's a lot of defiant anger, you know, by people who are, you know, in opposition to the government. But also by, you know, there was a whole range of groups there represented. And they were very concerned that, oh, we don't want to be imperialism soldiers. And this is a, you know, anti-Israel slogans, anti-American slogans, as well as anti-AK Party slogans.
Do they believe that Turkey is on the sort of verge of war with Syria?
I think some of them do believe that, and that's why they were there. I think there's always a sense in Turkey of that there's something going on that we don't know about, you know, that this is some part of a game. Is this part of a game? Is this really happening, you know, for real, or is this a game that Turkey is being pulled into, and is the government agreeing to this? You know, so there's always a sense that there's a conspiracy underneath all this, and I think but I'm not a political scientist, so I can't really say, you know, to what extent their, you know, their suspicions are founded or not. So
Erdogan has a reputation internationally for talking tough, but in this case, not acting tough. Does he have a sort of does he have a different sort of reputation in Turkey?
Erdogan's party is seen by a lot of people in liberal intellectuals who sort of supported a lot of his reforms in the beginning do see him as a more tough, and they see him as being much more tough right now with, you know, sort of internal political situation. So they don't trust him as much.
Yes. Okay.
There's some suspicion that this motion it's a motion that would allow Turkish soldiers to go on cross-border operations for this, right? But I think it would also extend those cross-border to be able to send soldiers to other operations that might exist on behalf of Turkey or on behalf of other countries. So they're concerned that somehow Turkey's being pulled into a larger game of some sort.
Is there not a feeling of sympathy for the Syrian opposition in Istanbul?
Yeah, there is. And there are, I saw signs that said, you know, we are with you, Syrian people, but we're against war.
How was the protest policed?
It was well policed, I would say. And there were police, probably a lot of civil police presence. There always are. There was one point where there was some rock throwing, but it didn't escalate into anything. There was somebody throwing things, and
in Ankara there was some police fired tear gas at protesters. Nothing like that in Istanbul.
I didn't hear about that in Istanbul. No.
Okay, Meltem. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.